Oh, hello, humanity. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, or maybe even the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from beautiful Human Unity in Auroville, in southern Tamil Nadu, in India. I have had the most amazing weekend that I would love to share with you. I was Zooming with, 200 people in the United States, and most of them were kids of Indian origin that were raising funds for COVID, not only in the United States, but also here in India. These kids were aged 13 to 17 with the ACAM Foundation. We have a partnership with the ACAM Foundation, and we're going to be training some of these kids and other kids in India to be happiness ambassadors and medical clowns. Now, when I first came on, I thought, okay, they're going to have little bake sales and whatnot. But whoa, these 20 chapters, which included 384 children, teens, right from the age of 8 till 17 or 18, just took this by storm. And what they did just blows your mind. I'm going to put the link at the bottom so you can actually go in and see the live webinar. It's not live anymore, but what they did. And one of the things that they did was they created baking. And, you know, they didn't get money for this, but they created baking out of avocados and chocolate, or they invented their own recipes. And they took this to seniors' homes and offered it to seniors. What a beautiful form of abundance. There were others that created masks, and they charged for these masks, and they created $200,000. Then they did tutoring online. They came together as a group. They had chess competitions, and this group of kids then supported other kids. And so they're growing. And so I began to think, who are the change makers in our world? Our change makers are young people. We have older people as well, but we have young people who are focused on shifting, on transforming, of creating a much, much brighter, brighter world. And I thought, you know, when I was that age, I didn't want money. I was going to live on love and fresh air. And I did. I did. And it was amazing. I had the most amazing life. I've been an actor, I've been a director, I've been a producer, I've married a musician, he's an actor and a writer, and it's been beautiful. And we thought, don't want money, I'm going to live in love and fresh air, that's what I'm about. And then I thought about it, and I thought, of course I'm able to live on love and fresh air, because I have a mom and a dad who are very graciously give me a little bit of money. I have friends around me who support me with food, with shelter, with all sorts of things. When we go out together, sometimes someone else, you know, pays for some of whatever my expenses might be. Yes, of course, I chip in here and there, and it's wonderful, and I feel fantastic when I do that. But I began to think, money doesn't grow on trees. Money is evil. Money is this. Money is that. But money can buy things that can support people, like the migrant workers that we had who didn't have anything. Or like here in Auroville, we have beautiful buildings. We have an amazing radio station. It was money that came in. And so I started to listen to an amazing man named Ken Honda. Ken Honda is a beautiful Japanese man, and he's so cute. I'll put his link as well. And oh, by the way, this is not for him. It's not a paid advertisement or even an unpaid advertisement for him. It's just the way I feel about him, because he's so adorable, I could say. But his master, or his guru, who's a billionaire, and he's now since gone, but Ken went to him and said, you know, what is it? How do you make this money? And the man said, you arigato your money. Arigato your money? So arigato in Japanese is thank you. You know, formally you say arigato gozaimashite. And in this case, you just arigato. It's like, what do you mean you arigato your money? He says, as the money comes in, you say, thank you. Thank you. You're grateful for receiving this money. And as the money goes out, even if it's taxes, you are grateful because those taxes, even though you might not like everything that those taxes are going for, there is some good in that. So it's that beautiful exchange. And I began to think, if I look at it in that way, it shifts that relationship with money. He also said, you know, you need to forgive. There's a whole nother, you know, topic with that. But I thought, here are these kids, these 13-year-olds to 8-year-olds actually, that are saying, yes, we want to help the world in many, many different ways. And that was one way. And so we have done laughter before on money, having empty pocket laughter. So you pull your pockets out and you and you laugh anyway, or you have your credit card laughter. So right for now, let's just imagine that money is coming in. And as we share it with the world, it's the intention. As we share the money with the world, we are healing the world. We are saving lives. And that's what this is about. So let's share the laughter. Let's feel the money raining down on the whole world, everyone, so that we can laugh and love and increase our gratitude for each other and for the fact that we actually have food on the table and I don't have to starve. So on that note, are you ready to laugh? 1, 2, 3. Arigato! Arigato! Hit the subscribe button. Leave us your comments of all the wonderful things that you can do with money. Blessings on all of you.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.